All right, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
This is the Many, Many, Many. And we're coming off a hard recording because we're recording in the same day. And, like, what I wanted to talk about, I got to, like, switch from, like, sad to banter.
I love you.
So, we're recording everything in one day because Jean likes to abandon me.
Well.
Which is fine. It's fine. I fucking like my cousin, too. I guess he fucking likes her.
Yeah.
I guess he married her for a reason. Who would have thought?
I know. Puts up with me.
Yeah. Precious enough. But no, dude, I just had to, like, so Jean asked me when I get here, because we're in the office, and she's like, dude, how's work? And I didn't want to really answer her, because I wanted to wait till we were recording to explain this to everybody.
I just want to touch base to make sure you're not molested still.
Oddly enough, even my coworkers have stopped touching me, so it's very nice. But, like, there are still a random few that do, and it's just, it is.
They haven't heard
it
the
is
podcast
what
yet.
It is, right? And yeah. I always want to be like, hey, check out my podcast. But then I'm like, then you'll know I'm talking about you. But I don't. So, it's fine. Like I said, it's fine. I like the people. It's something I've learned to cope with. Just know it fucking disturbs me. And I always think that you have a closet full of people at home. But
or mannequin heads.
Oh, my God, mannequin heads. Ew! Scary. Okay, so
how was work?
Anyway, yeah, work. Dude, before the holidays, when you work at, like, any type of store.
Oh.
Okay, so hell. As we know, Halloween is Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do online grocery shopping, like we've said. And so I just, mainly, okay, for people who don't know, I shop for people's shit.
Uh-huh.
When you shop at Walmart or whatever, any store like that, people like me shop for you. Which is great. I promote it. They don't promote me, but, like, I promote it. They won't pay me for this, but, like, it's amazing. I use it.
Yeah.
But anyway, off of that, when you go into work, and I go in, I clock on at 5:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is this eerie, weird feeling, because the store is empty. There's no people. All of a sudden, 6:00 rolls around, okay? The doors are now unlocked. And you're starting to see people, you know? And so the eerie feeling just gets worse. And you're like, oh my God. People are going to, like, swarm this fucking place like Desert Storm here in a second.
Yeah.
And it's going to get scary. And it does. And, like, it's weird because, like, my lunch, my quote-unquote lunch, is, like, super early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So then I come back, and I come back at like 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
okay? So in an hour, I feel like everybody is like, Shawn Marie's at lunch, so I'm going to
go.
I'm going to go. And I get back, and I'm like, I don't even want to go in there. Like, it's numb.
I'm going to be honest. On Saturday, I had to stop at Walmart for a birthday card. Nope. Nope. F y'all, I wasn't going to go park over by Golden Corral for a birthday card. So
yeah.
Off to Walgreens I went.
And like, so usually, dude, I get great parking.
But it's like that, on my perspective.
All the time.
It's until after. It's going to be every parking spot full, stupid amount of people.
At like 10 a.m.
Until January.
Well, even after that, because then you have all those douchebags who are like, I'm going to go return everything my sweet grandma, who can't even walk, went to the store and got for me. It took her 4 hours to find one present, and then another 4 hours to find where the wrapping paper was. And then she leaves when I leave, when she was there first thing in the morning, and you come around and you return it.
See, you just make me feel bad. That's why I do card or cash, baby.
Oh, man. Like, if... My grandmother, dude, Kate, my grandma was a traditional grandma. It was like, we got there and she's like, hurry up, open this box, go change into your jammies because they're cute and I want my pictures and the rest of my holiday pictures in the jammies.
Yeah.
Pronto, go change.
Yeah. Did you have a cute pink bunny one? Like the Christmas Story?
Oh my God, no, that'd have been so precious.
Oh.
No. I have a baby one though that Eric's mom got me. That's so cute.
Yeah.
It's like a Minnie Mouse one. It's like a onesie. It's super warm.
Right on.
I wear it for Halloween almost every year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just go with a baby every year. I'm like, fuck it.
Well.
Why not?
Bundle up this year.
It's nice and I have to work and everything. It's going to be horrible.
Are you, oh, cool. It's dress up day?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I usually don't ever dress up.
Do you get extra points?
No. Extra points? This isn't preschool.
I don't know.
I get a handheld and a printer and sent on my merry little way with a shopping cart. But I don't know. Like, holidays are so scary when you work in retail. And you just know. Like, you just know. And, like, the one guy I work with, Mike, he's like, oh, tomorrow, that's going to be hell. And, like, I'm like Dr. Evil laughing inside because I'm like, oh, it's my day off. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be the asshole who goes there to shop. And I'm like, oh, you guys are having a bad day? Oh, well, I got to go. It's been nice. Have a good day.
Grab some chocolate on your way out.
I do. And yep. I'm like, I'll see you guys in 2 days. Godspeed, brothers.
Yep.
And I leave. And no matter what, as much as we all complain about being there, we always end up there on our day off. I've never not known a Walmart person on their day off to end up in that fucking store eventually for something. It's retarded. But off of work, we did talk about in our, not last episode, the episode before, some domestic abuse situations, some situations. And I just want people to know that in Idaho Falls, there's a place downtown across the street from the temple that will help you.
It's the
Domestic Violence Center.
Women's,
yep. Yeah, and they help men too. They do, because I guess, oddly enough, this
bitches be crazy.
Dude, bitches are nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that dudes get beat up more than, like, domestically, like, in a domestic relationship. Dudes get beat up more.
No, it's awkward when you go to your homie's house to hang out, and dude has a black eye, and she doesn't, and you're like, oh, well, don't talk
to her. And she's like, don't say nothing, stupid. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? It's scary. Yeah. And, like, I've known a couple ladies in my life, some hardcore.
It's not funny either.
To, like, I'm sorry, guys. It's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. It's not. Yeah. We're not laughing at it. We're laughing at the situation. Calm down. Yeah, we're not laughing about it. But, like, there are places to help you. It's a very serious, like, it's very serious. They will help you. Even if you have children, they will help you. Some tidbits that I was given, especially if you are in a domestic situation on where he has control of your phones and accounts and sees everyone that you talk to, people mm-hmm. you communicate with. Mm-hmm. You need to let your friends know, especially friends that are close to your situation and might know what's going on.
Yeah.
To never tip him off when you do decide to change. And that would be messaging you things about the situation mm-hmm. and saying you're going to get out, you're going to get help or whatever. Even if it's, I know you're coming to my house situation. You know what I mean? Don't
acknowledge me.
Yeah. Don't make it worse for your friends, mm-hmm. male or female. Doesn't matter. Everybody has domestic situations. And I want friends and family of the situation to keep in mind, it takes up to 6 to 7 attempts to leave your abuser normally. Like, it doesn't just happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It takes a very long time, and it takes a lot of work, self-work, before you realize you're above whatever the situation was before you end up. And if you ever if you ever sit there and you honestly think to yourself, like, today is the day Jimmy Bob is gonna kill me. I know you think it's embarrassing and you don't want to ever seem dramatic and be the one who's like, okay, well, we'll just hypothetically, like, it gets that bad and I call you and I'm like, Eric's going to kill me. Come get me, whatever. And you come get me. It's dramatic. I leave, but I go back.
Yeah.
And then I call you again. And I'm like, Eric's going to kill me. Don't be that friend that has to live with the regret of not taking those seriously. I realize it may happen multiple times. Never be the friend who's just like, oh, she's tripping again. They are just fighting.
Yeah.
Always be the one to go and get said person. If you know what's happening, even if it is, like, in my world, my cousin Destiny, we have things worked out to where if I send her something that doesn't make sense, she will call my phone one time. If I do not answer, she knows it's serious. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly because she's a D, so she's pretty close to the top. And I don't ever delete my text messages, really. Like, I go through, like, weird moments where I, like, delete everything, but I usually don't. So, and, like, the same thing with my sister. Like, you need
a system
in your life. Mm-hmm. Just so everybody knows. I mean, and hopefully one day that's not your story. And you get out of whatever situation you're in, hopefully it changes for you along the way.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, don't be afraid to tell people. Don't tell the people who are going to make your situation worse by any means. I mean, I'm not saying go tell your loud, obnoxious friend and then your friend you know that will make it worse and go and confront him and then dip and leave you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She may not be the one you want to open up to first. She may be like towards the real true end.
Yeah.
Kind of friend. But like, just don't, you know, save your friend, be there for your friend, support your friend, love your friend, your family. And it's true because it happens in your family. I know everybody's like, oh, my mom is so dumb because she just puts up with it. Or my dad gets beat up by my mom because that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. You know? Get those people help. Even if they might get mad for you. Like, there's going to be that moment of anger. But, like, get help. If you think that, like, someone's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, you just know that it's really not a good situation.
Yeah.
You know, just be that friend. Point it out. Repeatedly point it out. And don't let your friends back away from you. Like, because what the guy, woman does is isolates. Like, they isolate you. You used to have coffee with Beth and Sarah every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, you and Sarah and Beth were fucking tight. You guys did everything together. Our cycles are synced.
Yeah.
We're ride or die. And then Jimmy Bob comes, and now he doesn't like Sarah because Sarah's too loud.
Yeah.
Beth is just annoying. Like, she just annoys him.
He
doesn't really like Beth. And he'll point out, Beth's really not a good friend. She's really not. Like, I really think she likes Sarah a lot more than she likes you. And they plant shit in your head. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that it. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Beth. Like, Beth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they make this happen in your life. And when that starts happening, just let them know. Like, bitch, you're tripping. I love you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you every day. Text you. Let you know. Hopefully you know. I like you. I love you. And I will be here when you're done being dumb.
Yeah.
And it's not even being dumb. I only say that because it's the way I talk. Like, I'm not saying these women are dumb. Like we've said before, multiple times, lived through it, been there, got the t-shirt, got the hat, got the whole fucking welcome caboodle, came out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's something I wouldn't change. I wouldn't take my past away for anything.
Yeah.
Because my past has made me who I think is a very, like, I have a very hard shell, but I'm so soft and gooey inside, mm-hmm. that it's ridiculous. You just have to get past the hard shell.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hard, but there's cracks all over that bitch. You know what I mean?
You know, or
snuggle in.
Because you,
like, I've seen the bad things.
You grew from that experience instead of,
yeah.
You know.
I've seen things, like, I've been through things that a bunch of people have been through, and they handled it differently, and I don't blame them for handling it differently. You're a different person than me. And everybody has the true right to be who you are. And sadly, if you are lost for a moment and going through hard times, I call it being lost because that's what I was. Yeah. I feel like I was just lost and just wanting someone to say I was cute, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to notice me, I guess, in a different way from what it was. But, like, just one day you'll come above it. Mm-hmm. Try to. Just know people love you. Everybody loves you. And get help if you need to.
Yeah.
You know? But, and then another thing that we got to talk about, too, is people need to lock your doors. Because, like, I was going through, like, old episodes I watched on the ID channel and stuff. Because, like, it keeps everything for you.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to switch over to some good old-fashioned, well, not murder, just really creepy, eepy shit. People are fucking weird. Well, there is some murder. I don't know any of their names or anything. I just know the situation. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to banter about episodes I've seen of shit that I don't remember the name of. Because that's just how we're going to do it. Well, it's called Home Alone. I know the season. It's called Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay? Watch a bunch of them. Shit's crazy. There was this guy in California, I believe. We're not going to say where he's from. A guy. Somewhere in the US of A.
Yeah.
Who would go around testing doorknobs.
Is this the butthole tickler?
No. That guy's real, though. He's real.
I know.
That guy's real. He did used to tickle buttholes, which is, like, the weirdest fucking fetish I've ever heard. While
somebody else slept.
Like, I'm down. Yeah, while you're sleeping, your butthole gets Sorry. Tickled.
I,
like,
I wake love up. To
But anyway,
you.
Yeah, you do. But that's why I like you. But no, dude, like, for real, he would go around and test doorknobs. And he thought in his mind that if your door was locked, God saved you. And that was God's sign that, like, this house is off limits, bro. You can't come here. We can't do this. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. But if your house was unlocked, he's like, well, I gotta go in here and kill everybody. So there's that guy. Then there's this girl. And I tell my brother and Eric this story all the time. I don't know why, but it's one of my famous, like, don't be home alone. Because, yeah. Like, when I'm home alone, quick little side story. We lived in a condo. We went to my condo. I would lock that shit up because my husband was gone. He was in a different fucking state. He is not anywhere close to me being like, oh, honey boo boo, I need you. He's gone.
Yeah.
And I have children.
Yeah.
Precious little devil angels. I have them. So I have my house, my condo locked the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I know. And keep, I know that it is locked. I know this. Well, I'm vacuuming one day, okay, in my bedroom, in the back of the condo. I'm vacuuming. And the vacuum dies. And the vacuum is plugged in the bathroom in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
So I can't see the bathroom.
Yeah.
First thing I did was went into my sock drawer and grabbed my knife, right? I grab my knife, I flip it open like a hard ass, like, oh, we're about to pop off.
Yeah.
And I go searching. Turn to find out. I'm tripping. The breaker thingy needed pushed in. It's fine. Finished my vacuuming. So I call Eric and I'm like, hey, this is the story. Oh, and I'm home alone. Mm. Okay. I'm home alone. My mom has my kids. And Eric's like, well, what if it would have been your mom? And I'm like, I think out of fear, I just would have shanked her.
No.
Like, I'm such a scared little kitten that, like, I think if I would have, like, walked out and there would have been a person, lost my fucking mind. But then again, I probably just would have shut the door, threw the knife at them, like, tossed it.
Yeah.
In a nice, gentle manner. And, like, went about.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Side note, anyway, about this chick, she lives out middle of BFE, okay? She comes home from college for some break sort of thing. Don't know the whole story. Well, I do, but, like, I don't know, like, names and shit. But yeah. Anywho, her parents leave, Okay, so she's home alone. She's studying like a good fucking person. This whole weekend, she's been hearing like bangs and dings and like whatever. Shit. Yeah, and she's just like, I'm fucking crazy. I'm paranoid. It would have been me in my teenage years. I'm probably a little high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, probably a little stoned. Probably think I'm crazy. So I wouldn't have thought anything of it either. And then one day it gets super bad and she can like hear it. And she's like, no, that's someone walking. There's something up there. So she calls her dad and she's like, hey, there's a fucking raccoon or something in the attic. Because mind you, they lived out nowhere. So like a raccoon's obviously like,
yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
You know, and the dad's like, the fuck there is a raccoon. Like, I'll look for it. Like when we get back, don't trip. And she's clear out in the middle of nowhere, right? It gets so bad. She gets scared enough that she's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the police right now.
They can go and look.
Yeah, they're going to come get this raccoon. You should
have the sense to do that.
Right?
I would have just be gone smart.
No, dude, I'm scared. No,
you get your back.
No,
you go.
No. If I think you're walking in my attic, bro, fuck you. Like, I got to put my head up first. No. You ain't getting me dumb first.
I think you doubt your you're not getting me dumb first.
No, dude, I gotta put my head up there first. Like, you're just gonna kick me in the head like a damn soccer ball.
No.
And game over, bro. Like, game the fuck over.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this chick calls the 911 people. And they're talking to her. And the officer's like, oh, well, you know, it's going to take us a while to get out there. You say it's a raccoon. And she's like, well, I don't fucking know. You know, something's up there dinging, banging around. I feel uneasy.
Did she say it sounded like somebody was walking up there?
Yeah. She said that she heard something. Like, something is up there. She knows something's up there. She just wants them to come and check and see what it is. Yeah, what so said thing is.
They so, take their time, don't
yeah,
they?
She's scared. Well, they tell her that. They're like, oh, man, it's going to be like a couple hours maybe before we can even get somebody out there. And she's like, fuck. Like, this is pretty scary. I'm clear out here by myself. You know? And the guy's just, he keeps talking to her. And she says in the interview that she was kind of weirded out that, like, he kept asking her. Like, because he asked her multiple times. Like, you're home alone. You're home alone? No one else is in the home with you.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else. And she's like, finally, like, fuck, dude, yeah. Like, Casper's not here. I'm fucking alone. Next thing she knows, boom, dude, spotlights, lights, fucking shit everywhere, cops.
Like alien abduction. Everywhere,
like, dude. Like, yeah, right. She was like, if you're ever going to pee your pants at one moment in time, now's the time. Because now she's standing there and the whole house is lit the fuck up.
Yeah.
And she's like,
help?
What? The operator could tell, because this was back in the time of landlines, that someone else was on the fucking phone. Someone else was in the house on the phone listening to her talk to the police.
Jesus.
So when the cops get there, they go upstairs. Some ruffian motherfucking dude is up there building a fucking sex and torture cage. He was making a cage to rape her in and make her a sex slave and kill her.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck? And then also, there was another one. Dude, chicks work. This is my biggest fear. Biggest fucking fear. Chick works at a gas station, right? Little old town. Little small town. Off the side of the highway. Like a Hills Have Eyes situation. Mm-hmm. And so she has regular customers, right? So there's her and one other person in the store. Some dude comes in from outside and he's like, hey, Sarah Lou. Like, I don't know why the fuck all my names are so old, but
They're cute. Yeah.
So he's like, Sarah Lou, bro, check it out. I think someone might have gotten the back of your car. Like, the back seat of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like closing up. Like, we already opened light, done clicked it off.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to leave. We're helping one customer, and this guy was just getting gas at the pump, and then he saw said activity and goes inside the store.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, don't go get in your car. Like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, something's wrong.
So she's like, oh my God, you're fucking crazy. Like, no one gets in the back of anybody's car. So he's like, no, we're going to call the cops. Dude, I really think someone's in the back of your car.
Back of the car or trunk?
Back seat of the car.
Yeah.
When the police get there, this dude, some random dude, I think it was like an ex-boyfriend or something of hers, was in the laying on the floor of her fucking car, uh-huh, in the back with a knife and duct tape and like something else that I don't remember, but he was gonna fucking murder her. Check your back seats. 101. Always check your back seat. Number like 5. I don't know what I'm on now. The garage. Scarier than shit. Do not ever get out of your car in your garage until the door is closed behind you. Like, you can obviously don't be dying on me and not turning off your car.
Yeah.
You know, this day and age, I must say this. Step 1. Drive into the garage. Step 2. Click the clicker. Step 3. Turn off the car.
All that should take about.
Do not unlock the doors. Like, my doors automatically unlock. I lock them again. And you wait until that door is closed. Because this one chick sure didn't. She got out of her car and she wanted to walk to the door to close the garage door. Mm-hmm. Well, some dudes were out car hopping. Two dudes out car hopping. Saw her, and she came home late. She was dressed fancy, had the high heels on, the whole deal. Yeah, she looks like she's been out spending some money. Mm-hmm. They rob her. She ends up getting one of these dudes. She's fucking stabs him with her high heel with a stiletto.
Good girl.
Right? She gets him. But, like, they attack her. Dude, if it wasn't for her fucking neighbor being like, wow, rude, your fucking bright-ass goddamn garage light keep shining in my living room.
Yeah.
You're rude. So the sweet little old lady sent her husband, went and woke her husband up and was like, hey, go tell her.
Yeah.
Turn off her damn light.
Yeah.
She was discovered and saved. But she didn't wait. You always wait. Even when I parked at like my daughter's school. Uh-huh. Turn my car, put it in park, automatically doors unlock. Lock them again. Like, you are not gonna get me. You know what I mean? And I'm not making this a fucking challenge. I'm not challenging the weirdos or anything out there. I'm not doing that. So don't take it as a...
Don't get crazy.
Don't get nuts. But like, I'm like, I think about this stuff all the time. Have since I was little. Always. These are just steps. I'm just gonna give you all steps to stay alive. Like Jean's house... Okay, her office is at the back of the house. Until she became a fucking national spy, I could just open the front door and walk in. Because the dog, she's very sweet. She will bark at me one time. I tell her to shut up. She stops barking and she goes about her day. So I could just come in and kill Jean at any point in time. And she leaves doors open, and now she doesn't. So don't make this a challenge either. But, like, lock your shit. When I found out she didn't lock her doors, I had a panic attack for her. Like, lock your fucking doors and windows, people.
Yeah.
Common sense. You don't want to get the boogeyman to get you? Don't let him in. Plain and fucking simple. Like, make it known that you are getting attacked. Okay? Yeah. Well, now Daniel's in here interrupting. Do you want to say hi to the good folks, Daniel?
Hello.
Okay, why don't you come back in just a minute, Daniel, and talk to your mommy, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Just a minute. We are recording.
Recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to him.
Be famous?
Yeah, you can be famous. You want to be famous?
Yeah, hold on. I've got your back. What are you talking about?
Safety in the home.
Oh.
Do you lock the doors when you're home by yourself, Daniel?
No.
How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 16.
You're 16, and he has long hair that he likes to put in a bun.
His hair grows 9 inches in 3 weeks. I don't know how he does it. He just got a haircut, I promise.
No.
So now we just have to find out what's in him and make more of his hair, not him, his hair.
I think he should just grow it and be a famous drummer, but that's me.
Are you ever scared of being abducted? Because you're kind of cute.
Abducted?
Yeah.
I kind of doubt somebody's going to abduct me.
That's I used to tell you that all the time.
Well, why? Why do you think you're above being abducted?
Because I'm not a skinny kid. I'm a bigger kid, and pedophiles can't kidnap fat kids. Because
Fat kids are harder to kidnap. Fat kids
are harder to kidnap.
That's your goal?
Pedophiles don't run in groups, you know, they're loners.
Some do. I think I might have to tell Daniel some stories about some group pedophiles that will take him to a beach.
Oh.
Well, yeah, and then a bunch of random people just going to come and rape you. We'll have a discussion about that.
Okay.
I'll get you to lock your doors. I'll get you.
I don't think I'll lock my doors either.
Really? Even with being downstairs, when you're downstairs, have you ever been like, I know no one's supposed to be upstairs. Someone's up there. Now I'm scared.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. For real?
There was a phone call to mom.
No, yeah. I've had a few times where I've been home alone, just me and Lexi on my bed, and then I'll hear somebody walk through the house, and then I'll go upstairs, and then nobody's here. And I'm like, what?
Oh, shit. So Jean's house is haunted.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you protect yourself when you go upstairs? Or do you just go up there, like, raw fisting it? Like, I'm just gonna fucking raw fist this.
No, I got we used to have this glass table that had these, like, metal bars in them. Uh-huh. Metal bar out, and I have it next to my bed. So
oh my God, that's precious. Yeah, see?
So I could whack somebody.
Yeah. Do you think you actually could, like, whack somebody with it?
Yeah,
like,
there
for sure.
Somebody in
a home intruder trying to steal your TV.
Yeah, home intruder and not just straight up viciousness. But yeah, for real?
Yeah.
You ever been scared, like, someone, like, you're in, like, a unsafe situations, even, like, with your friends? Have you ever been, like,
I was going to die?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
In, like, what type of way would you die?
I don't know if I should know.
Well, like, act like your mom's
He's
not
trying
here.
Trying to censor it, folks.
Okay. So, better time is when we used to jump in the canal a lot. There was a few times where I thought I was going to drown because we hit, like a little waterfall type of thing.
You used to swim in
canals? You're not supposed to swim
in
the damn canal! Do you know how much bacteria and freaking...
Well, that's her fucking dumb reason. But, like, you could die.
Yeah.
Fuck the bacteria.
It was fun, though.
I saw a cow head floating down the goddamn canal.
I didn't really mind it that much, except I almost freaking drowned.
You almost died a couple times?
Yeah, I went down the waterfall type thing, and I almost died.
Jesus.
But other than that, yeah.
So what do you think about your mom doing a podcast about murders and bantering with me?
He hasn't listened to it.
Oh my God, just break my heart.
Just break your heart? How many viewers do you have?
Quite a few, actually.
Like, thank you, folks.
Yeah, we like all of you, but there's quite a few.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and there's even, like, diehards, dude, that, like... It's, like, religious. They listen to shit right when it comes out and everything. So it's kind of cool.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you don't think it's weird that your mom's in here, like, watching things about murder?
It could be weird.
It could be worse.
That's correct.
Well, yeah, she could kill you.
Weird moms are cool.
Yeah. I'd rather have my mom be my mom.
Oh my God, guys, when Jean dies, we're going to play this at her funeral. No! That was the cutest thing in the world. She might even cry. Holy shit, we might get Jean to cry. On a mini. How interesting. Huh. That's weird. What do you think about murder and stuff?
Like, what do you, like, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't really
like,
know
does it fascinate, like, when you hear about it? Here's a better question.
Why did you take forensic science?
Yeah, there we go.
Because I was more interested in, like, the whole psychological type of way. Like,
okay.
Like, what goes through their mind to make them go crazy, or, like, what do they go through to make them...
That's me, okay.
That's what we talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're into that?
That's what I find interesting about it. That's, like, the only really thing I find interesting about it, like, how to
what
get
makes
away
a
with murder.
Snap.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, I listened to this podcast called My Favorite Murder, and they are, like, the gods of the podcast... Murder, true crime, anything.
Yeah.
Truly, like, these women are gods. I think. Anyway. So, they have, like, a test to see. And they call themselves, like, murderinos. People call themselves, like, murderinos. So, here's the thing. You're scrolling through your phone, okay? There is an article. One's about, like... And they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Bam to bam. One's like, happy family, reunited with lost dog for 5 years. Next one is head found in a dumpster. What one do you click on?
Well, obviously the head found in the dumpster.
Right? Yeah, and like there's some people in the world who are like, well, no, I want to read about the puppy first.
Well, yeah.
And then the head. But I am definitely, I'm head first.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, where the fuck did the head go? Where? Why is it?
Exactly.
Where'd it go?
Did it, the rest of the body.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did they find it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, Jean, what would you click on?
The puppy.
Oh, see? That's even more interesting. Because now Jean's like, I ain't reading about the missing head.
I love puppy reunited videos.
I don't like those.
Why? Because they make you cry?
No.
Do they make you cry?
He's a big marshmallow.
No. What makes me cry is the ones where they make the puppies look all sad and they're like, donate a penny today for this foundation.
That's the same fucking puppy in every one of those commercials.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh.
They hired that fly too, and the little kid one.
Yeah.
The fly that like stays on the screen.
Oh yeah.
He's on every kid. Like it's the same damn fly. I swear it is. Prove to me it's not. So our last mini, we talked about aliens and ghosts and all that nonsense.
Sasquatch.
What do you believe in?
I definitely believe in aliens.
Definitely.
Aliens have to be a thing.
Have to be.
We can't be the only living like. They don't even have to be intelligent, just aliens in general, just more living beings out there. There has to be.
But Daniel, they are more intelligent because they've already been here, like forever ago.
Well, you also gotta think about there's aliens going through evolution right now to get to where they are. The world's infinite; it's never ending.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I like about space science right now is because I'm learning about that. It's like. It's not like...
He goes to school, folks. Yeah. Just if nobody caught on to that, he goes to school.
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking today about how they think the universe is just continuously being created and there's just more mm-hmm. going on. When mm-hmm. that's not the thing, we learn that it's stretching instead.
Oh.
So it stretches all the way out and then whenever it ends, it's going to be forced back into one and there's going to be like the Big Bang, but backwards.
Oh, okay.
And, like, this is a whole
thesis. You just blew all the
thesis.
Flat earthers' minds.
Yeah.
Those are the only people I don't get down with is the flat earthers. Like, everybody else, like the mermaid community, aliens, ghosts, everybody, I will totally rock your fucking t-shirt.
Flat, yeah. There's
flat
there's,
earthers can't do it.
Yeah, I know. We like have what, satellites going around the earth.
That's what they say, too. They're not like, we just scan it. Like, one quick little scanneroo of the earth, and we're
it's
done.
That conspiracy theories.
But there's people out there, dude. There was a documentary on Netflix, and it was like the flat earthers. And so me and Eric were like,
okay,
the what? Sure, let's educate ourselves. What the fuck? And like the mom of one of these dudes, he's like 45, still lives in her basement. She's like, I pretty much just like go with it because he's my kid and I like him. But like, he really believes the earth is flat. And he will argue with anybody. And he's like, no, the earth is fucking flat. And I'm like, dude, how?
Maybe he really doesn't believe that. He's just used to argue.
See, and I think that some people do that. They just make up shit. They're like, no one else is going to fucking believe this. And I'll just argue with them. Like people who like to argue.
Uh-huh.
They just make it up.
Dirk it.
Right?
It was proving that the earth isn't flat like freaking in the 1800s.
Isn't that cute? You guys listen to me cuss this whole time and then we get a cute little frickin'. How cute and precious. Everybody says that your mom doesn't swear, but she does. They just don't hear it.
Oh, she swears.
Yeah.
She swears.
They're
a lot.
Like, oh, you cut. Like, Sean Marie cusses and Jean's like the nice one.
Damn, Daniel, what the fuck did you do that for her?
Oh, shit, CPS, did you hear that?
Yeah,
oh,
no. Great.
Hey, it's okay.
No documented evidence. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Great, now we have to restart the whole episode. Just kidding. We are famous for having to restart, but not this time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we are.
It takes a minute sometimes.
We've had to hit a few learning curves along the way. This is not...
Oh, yeah. It's like me and my old YouTube videos.
Daniel has a YouTube channel, by the way.
Oh my
way.
God, you do?
Uh-huh.
What's it called?
I'm not telling you.
What's it called?
No. Because I haven't even like thought about it.
Okay, you know my husband's like the master of YouTube.
And he still remembers all
the master of YouTube.
Dude, Eric can find anything on YouTube. It's insane. And all he has to do is watch it once and he learns it. It's fucking insane. It drives me nuts.
I can ask Auntie. She might remember what the name is.
I know.
Oh my God. So if I find his page, guys, I'm sharing it.
Okay.
I'll share it to the page.
You're not gonna find it.
Oh, I'll find it. How many big four-headed kids could there be in the world?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you were one of them, and then your hairline kind of...
I grew into it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't just wake up this amazing, Daniel. I grew into this.
Oh, okay.
I had short hair once with braces. And when you're a chunky girl and you're short, you don't do short hair.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Because then you get, like, this big, huge, massive gobbler. And it's just not nice. On me. We're not judging the world.
No,
but
I can't have short hair because it's...
Yeah, no. Head. Yeah, no. Yeah. It's horrible. So, like, I've lived through some sadness, Daniel. I understand. I've had hair issues, too. Like yours.
Oh, okay. Honestly.
Oh, these guys have...
But how I wake up in the morning is I just kind of just put on my hat and I go to school.
You can wear hats in school.
Yeah.
Oh, how the times have changed.
It depends on the teacher. Oh. My friend's teacher, Miss Ellington, is...
Oh, damn, we dropping names.
Yeah.
Fuck. Miss Ellington don't let no one wear a hat.
Well,
Ellington.
It's probably in the school rules of dress code.
Well, okay. Kind of. It's a respect thing. So it's like if the teacher chooses.
You just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and that's why I probably failed that class, because I hated her.
Oh, my God, Daniel, you're being recorded.
Well...
He is not used to the podcast world, people.
Hey,
he's just
putting it out there. He didn't mean that. So, yeah.
Well, that's his mommy.
Knows. It's fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure she knows.
Yeah,
there's vibes.
I wasn't the nicest to her, and I didn't really... Yeah. But
you need to be respectful. All right.
Well, I got to save Kara and go pick up my adorable monster. So we're going to end our little mini. Daniel, thank you for interrupting and coming and sitting with us.
With the note on the door?
With... Oh, yeah. And there's even a fucking post-it on the door, people. Like, we were fucking pre-prepared for this shit. We posted it at the door and he can't even read.
There's a lock on this side, okay?
Why should she have to lock the door if there's a fucking post-it, Daniel?
I'm not going to read a fucking post-it on the door.
I make children cuss. That's what I do.
This is my life.
This is what happens normally when I come to Jean's house. It's fun. I like Daniel. He likes me. We just like to... I am cool. Hopefully everybody heard that. I am the cool one. Daniel, repeat it.
You're the cool one.
Okay.
Got it.
I'll make sure I can make that into a ringtone or something. Oh, okay. But anyway, so yeah, follow us on Facebook at It Is What It Is, Instagram It Is What It Is, Pod 19, Twitter It Is What It Is, 208. If you want to be shady and send us an email, you can. 208, that's my damn phone number. Just kidding. It is what it is, pod19@gmail.com. And hopefully you guys liked this little mini and Daniel, because he will be back, because I'm going to tell Daniel some stories.
Probably.
So it'll be fun.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.